94 WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Sexual harassment charges have now been publicly aired against a professor at UVA. The opioid crisis gets attention from Trump, but Democrats say not enough. And Virginia's economy is still recovering from the Great Recession almost a decade ago. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, November 27th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
Former students at the University of Virginia have accused a creative writing professor and National Book Award winner of sexual harassment. The Daily Progress reported on Friday that two former graduate students recently filed complaints with the school against author John Casey. He won the National Book Award in 1989 for his novel Spartina. Former student Emma Eisenberg says Casey repeatedly touched her and others and made vulgar remarks about women. Eisenberg, who earned her degree in 2014, said Casey's behavior was an open secret. She said she came forward after women nationwide began speaking out against sexual harassment. UVA spokesman Anthony DeBruin said the school is investigating. Casey told the newspaper and the Associated Press that it's too early to comment because, quote, the case is ongoing. Also, the city of Charlottesville is moving forward with the creation of a civilian review board for its police department. The city council tentatively agreed last week to create an independent community group that will review complaints against the department or its officers. The proposal still needs a final vote, which is expected to take place next month. The city already has a police citizens advisory panel. David Simmons, chairman of that group, told the council it doesn't have the staff and resources to do its job. He said the panel is reliant on media reports and social media for information about police-involved incidents. President Trump has now declared the opioid crisis a public health emergency, but Democrats say more resources are needed. Virginia Public Radio's Matt Laszlo has the story.
With more than 100 people dying a day from an opioid or heroin overdose, Republicans are cheering the new public health emergency declaration. While Democrats say the effort needs billions more in funding, Virginia Republican Rob Whitman says Congress can do that without the president asking for it.
Listen, the president's projection about this being a national health crisis is spot on. It's up to Congress to determine how do we devote resources that are in keeping with the magnitude of this problem.
But earlier this year, the president submitted a budget to Congress that would have cut many of the federal programs aimed at combating the crisis, which has Democrats, like Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly, reacting skeptically.
Words are nice, but actions are far more compelling. And this is a man who proposed to cut over $300 million in opioid programming, and that's where we need money.
The effort to fully fund the opioid crisis is expected to heat up now that Thanksgiving is over and lawmakers have to pass a spending bill to keep the government's lights on. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.
The Great Recession happened almost a decade ago, but Virginia's economy is still struggling to recover, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
A new report from Old Dominion University's Center for Economic Analysis and Policy shows recovery from the downturn remains agonizingly slow. Robert McNabb is deputy director at the center, and he predicts a 1.8% growth rate for Virginia in 2017. Now, that's below the historical average for Virginia and below the growth rate for the U.S.
If we see stagnation in terms of federal spending in Virginia, then the Virginia economy essentially underperforms that of the United States.
Now, the bad news is that the economy is so sluggish. But the good news is this year will likely be the first year in a decade that the growth rate will be more than 1%.
What we've seen over the last decade, especially coming out of the Great Recession, is that Virginia has grown, but it has grown very intermittently. And relative to the United States, especially this year, has fallen behind in terms of economic performance.
Richmond is the only city in Virginia where the economic growth rate has been anywhere close to the national average. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, and WMRA has an ambitious goal to raise $5,000. Please support reporting that sticks to the facts and brings you clarity on critical issues that the nation faces, including environmental concerns and governmental accountability. Please stand up for WMRA on Giving Tuesday, as we stand up for you every single day of the year. Tomorrow is the day. Spread the word and make your gift at WMRA.org. And thank you. And thanks for listening. And enjoy your Monday.